doctor, doctor, give me the news. After my butt lift, I need to recoup.
Doctor, doctor, these are medical stories, true, but bizarre medical stories. And we should point out before we start getting into this stuff that Brad and I are not doctors.
And we've never had butt lifts.
No, we aren't. But we are board certified in malpractice. Okay, so the Brazilian butt lift. The butt lift is the fastest growing cosmetic procedure in the past 10 years, according to doctors quoted in this story in the New York Times yesterday. We didn't even need to reach for a medical journal yesterday. The New York Times had the butt lift story spread out over a number of their pages yesterday.
You.
Now, here is the new wrinkle on the butt lift.
I thought you didn't want wrinkles. I thought that's why you didn't get it. And that's why you got it.
If you're going to get a butt lift, this is the point of the story is this. If you're going to get the butt lift, you don't just go in there to the doctor's office, get the butt lift, get your butt lifted, and then just get in your back and get in your car and just drive home. And
it's
you're
not
off,
like an outpatient thing.
And head to the club Friday night.
Yeah, it's not outpatient.
No.
There needs to be aftercare.
There is, and there is such a place. There are butt lift houses where women go after they recovery houses where they go after they have their procedure. If they're smart, some women unfortunately are going to the clubs right after they get this thing done because they want the guys to check out, you know,
the brand new booty,
the new package that they got back there. Or some of them are going to, I don't know, mow the lawn. You can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. You need to go to recovery as soon as this is done.
Well, there's like the guys that get the vasectomy and then, you know, decide to play golf in the afternoon. You can't do that. You need a couple days to sit down.
Here is the headline from the New York Times. Butt lifts are booming. Healing is no joke. And then they go on to talk about these recovery houses. There's a woman who had the Brazilian butt lift done in Miami. I guess she lives in Atlanta, and she flew to Miami to get the butt lift done. And when it was done, it was recommended that she go to a recovery house. And she's like, what? A recovery house? I said, oh, yeah, no, you really should get this. And the woman had such...
They've got beautiful padded couches. They've got nice wide love seats.
The experience was so right on that when she went back to Atlanta, she said, I'm starting up a bunch of these butt houses for women who are having, because the procedure is so popular. 61,000 butt lifts were done in the U.S. last year alone. So there's a calling for these houses. So here's
all of our houses have specially created toilets so you can sit with comfort.
Here's how it works. You will heal alongside other women who are going through the same procedure you're going through. You're going to be cared by a team of women who will cook for you, help you dress your wounds, monitor what's going on back there, because you can't see what's going on back there.
You can have a full-length mirror and everything, but how are you really going to know?
You wouldn't know. You need somebody to keep an eye on that for you. Okay? So each...
Am I losing any of that bathroom caulk? Oh, good. Thanks.
The woman who is doing this, who is starting up her own, says she'll have three rooms set aside that'll accommodate up to six clients for this. I mean, you just spent a minimum of $5,000 to have your butt enhanced. Mm-hmm. The least you can do is invest some money in the aftercare.
That's right. I mean, I'm sure there was some counseling, some talking, some mapping out of the procedure beforehand, some getting ready, some leading up to it. Then, of course, the event itself. And then, more importantly, the aftercare.
Yeah, now what? Well, most of these butt recovery houses will offer transportation services for you when the surgery's done. So your first call when you wake up from recovery is not to your man for him to come check out, you know, what you got going. It is to the recovery house. They will come and pick you up. And they're not going to come pick you up in a Toyota Camry.
No, no.
They are coming in a minivan with seats reclined to make space for an inflatable mattress. Where you will not
a pillow top ride.
You will not sit down on this mattress. You will not lie down with your butt down on this mattress. You will be lying on your stomach during the ride, which is the way it's supposed to be. It says you're not supposed to lie. You're not supposed to sit down or lie on your butt for at least 2 to 4 weeks, Brad.
I gotta lay on my stomach for 4 weeks.
You can't sit. You're not supposed to sit for 2 to 4
How
weeks.
How can you go to the club if you're supposed to be on the bench for 4 weeks?
What happens if you go to the club and you're dancing and you're moving that stuff around?
Yeah.
That's probably not good, right?
No, I can't imagine it is. Some of those things need to settle into place and heal, harden up.
Now,
you haven't even given a chance for the caulking to dry yet.
Now, we just talked about how you've spent a minimum of $5,000 to get this procedure done. Now it's time to invest in the recovery house. What will happen is it'll be anywhere from $80 to $400 a night in your recovery house, depending on the level of care you need.
So they remove your wallet, too,
the quality
before you sit down.
Yeah, they're going to take care of that for you.
You don't want to wear a wallet anyway. That's a bad display.
Some recovery houses will have nurses on site who will check vitals and provide the critical massages that can help with the healing. And then when the time is done, when it's determined, okay, you're good, you're ready to take
ready
that.
To hit the street.
You're ready to hit the street with that thing. Then they will let you out of the house and you're ready to go and you can exit your butt lift recovery house.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. After my butt lift, I need to recoup.
We may have some here in Western Washington. I don't know, if the procedure is that popular, we could have some recovery houses right here in Western Washington. We'll have to start scanning the Yelp reviews for those.